Now, a group that we talk about on our events guide quite a lot is the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club, which meets once a month to show a film that wouldn't normally be on general release. Their final meeting of the year is next Sunday for a film called The Lives of Others. To tell me about that and what it's about, also to look ahead to what they've got planned for next year, I'm joined by a member of the committee of the club, Richard Millwood. Very good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Alan.
You managed to scrape the ice off the car and get along here.
Just about.
It's pretty cold this morning, isn't it? Richard, we'll talk a little bit about next week's film in just a moment. Before we do that, just in case anybody isn't aware of the club, tell us just a little bit about the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club and your background, how you came about.
Well, the club was formed, I think, in 2007. Of course, I wasn't part of it then. I only joined last year, so I'm quite fresh to the club.
Oh, so you're quite a newcomer.
I'm a new boy, and I'm enjoying it enormously, of course, and helping to make it happen. But the club was formed back in 2007 by the Brentwood Council, as I understand it, partly in recognition of the fact that there was no cinema in Brentwood at the time.
Right.
The cinema in the middle of the town had closed in 2000, I think. And so they felt that it was good to...
And that's a whole story in itself, which we won't go into now.
So it was proposed, and people went to some trial screenings and got together and decided to make a go of it and form this membership club, which allows us to show films to the members and to make a programme which we think is interestingly different from the kind of thing we might find on the television broadcast by the BBC or whoever else.
And of course, a major player in the club, we can't sort of talk this morning without really paying tribute to somebody who was a key part of that, was Jill Dimmock, who did a lot of things locally, including the club.
That's correct, yes. Jill was there from the start and sadly passed away in January, and it's been an interesting year for us as a club to try and find our way through the mountain of work that she would have taken on to make the whole thing happen. And of course, more than that, the guiding enthusiasm and inspiration that she showed in her love of film and her knowledge of film. This is to say nothing, of course, of her friendship and her happiness, her general warmth as a person.
We miss her a lot. She was so enthusiastic about things, wasn't she? And such a lovely, lovely person. Had a really big heart and quite a social conscience. Involved in so many things. The town twinning. You were just telling me something about.
Well,
the
that's
town
right.
Twinning,
she was a stalwart of the town twinning with Germany, making it happen effectively over many, many years. Her capacity to make things work there was remarkable, and this has been commemorated by the German town involved actually asking for a plaque to be put in Shenfield Common to honour her, which I think is a very fitting testament.
Absolutely.
To her international.
Absolutely.
Reputation, really,
and very well deserved. Very well deserved to Jill. A lot of people in Brentwood and beyond miss her very much indeed. Listen, coming back to the club and this film you've got next Sunday, it's called The Lives of Others. It's set in East Germany, isn't it?
It is, yes. And it depicts the kind of situation East Germans found themselves in, where the secret police, the Stasi, were observing the citizens of the country. I think will be a very interesting film for us to watch.
And it's basically about the without giving too much of the plot away, but it's basically about sort of an abuse of power, really, isn't it? The guy in charge was interested in a particular woman and wanted to.
Yes, I think there's a very human story in it all about power and abuse of power, of course. I look forward to seeing it. I mean, I can't tell you much about it, Alan, because I haven't seen it myself. This is one of the what's the word for it? The problems of being a committee member is that because we choose the films, we don't choose all of them, each of us, of course. We have to be a bit careful. The film night is spoiled because we know the films too well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of the films I know and some of the films I don't know at all.
Well, I think it won a lot of awards. It did win a lot of awards, The Lives of Others, and was sort of highly acclaimed and applauded for its authenticity, sort of almost a different world, perhaps, wasn't it? Sort of before the fall of the Berlin Wall. thinking about sort of abuses of power, though, maybe, you know, maybe these things are still going on, maybe in our own country as well. I'm not going to sort of say too much, maybe about Hillsborough, Rotherham and things like that, you know, Savile, the list goes on. Perhaps there are certain things that go on in our own society, but let's not delve too deeply into that. A very interesting film, I'm sure. If people want to come along and see it, if they're not a member of the club, if they've never been to the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club before, how would they first of all, when and where?
Well, it's on December the 14th, Sunday, December the 14th.
So this is next Sunday, isn't
it? 7:30 we'll actually start the film, so we'd encourage people to come before that, especially if they're new. They'd be very welcome to come earlier and chat with us. I'd like them to contact us if they don't know us at all, because we should invite them as guests to the film rather than simply open the doors to the public. So right. They should be our guests. That's our constitution. And they'll be charged only £5 to be our guest. There will be drinks that they can take part in, refreshments, and we will only ask them to donate something to our club for that. We don't sell drinks. So it's a quite convivial club in that sense. And if they choose to join, which would be delightful, they can join on the night for the 2015 season. So that's
excellent.
Something we would encourage, of course, and we'd hope they'd be attracted to our programme.
So all you ask, really, Richard, is that people get in touch with you before next Sunday. How can they do that?
Well, if they go to the website, they'll find our telephone number and our email address. I can read those out to you if you like.
Yeah, the website is all there, isn't it? Brentwood-arts-cinema-club.co.uk, or if you just put a Brentwood Arts Cinema Club into a search engine, it will come up, and all the contact details are on there. So hopefully you'll be getting some new members for the next season. You've already got the schedule of films planned for next year. Do stick around, Richard, if you can, because I'm keen to find out something about one or two of those films. I know you've got a real variety. Also, I'm keen to know how you actually go about choosing the films. It's the Feel Good Saturday. Steve and Aaron are going to be here after the news at 12 with Between the Lines. But at the moment, we're talking films, and Richard Millwood, a committee member of the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club, is here. Richard, you were saying before the break that you've already sort of planned your schedule of films for 2014. I haven't got time to go through all of them, but tell us about one or two of them. There's a real sort of variety here. A lot of them, or most of them, in fact, are foreign. I guess a lot of them are foreign language films.
That's correct. We don't stop to just look for English language films. We try and represent the international scene, the breadth of films with different styles and different ages. Some of them go back to the 50s. Others are very recent films.
Now, let's look at one or two of them. We've got a French film. This is a very old film, actually. Lift to the Scaffold. Goes back right the way to the 50s. And you'd think, why would people in sort of 21st century Essex be interested in a French film from, what, 60-odd years ago?
Well, I think the thing is that we often, especially film buffs, have seen some of these films on the television, perhaps, or on DVD, but they've never seen them on the big screen with a decent sound, you know. So, and this particular film has the most wonderful score by Miles Davis, a jazz score, which I'm sure we're all going to look forward to as a way of really setting the mood. So it's a film noir. It's going to be, you know, a kind of interesting and I hope quite exciting, thrilling kind of film, but with this beautiful music too. So yeah, we look forward to that.
And that's Lift to the Scaffold. That's coming up next May. You've got an Argentinian film, much more recent film, so something completely different. Tell us a little bit about that one. The Motorcycle Diaries.
The Motorcycle Diaries is really interesting. I'm actually looking forward to that one a lot. It tells the story of the young Ernesto Guevara, who, of course, became known as Che Guevara, and the revolutionary Marxist. And the interesting thing is he took this expedition on a motorcycle with a friend all the way through South America and witnessed at first hand, you know, a whole range of destitution and injustice as he went along his journey. And unarguably, this is based, of course, on his own diary, but the arguably this is the foundation for his action to as a revolutionary.
And then we've got, going back to the 50s again, another old film, a Swedish film, Wild Strawberries. What's that one all about?
Well, good question. I haven't seen it, and I'm looking forward to it. But I know what they say about it. It's supposed to be optimistic, and one of Ingmar Bergman's best films. Of course, Ingmar Bergman films are known for their rather depressing kind of character. This one, I hope, won't be quite so bad as that. We look forward to finding out more about it. A professor is recalling his past and discovering sentimental things as he reflects on his life.
It's quite a variety, as I was saying. You've got you're kicking off with The Lunchbox, which is sounds like it's an international film. Actually, it says here India, Germany, France, and USA.
Yes, it's a very popular film, very successful, and I'm looking forward to that one because I quite like soppy films, and I believe this will be quite romantic. It's about the lunchbox system that happens in Mumbai, where workers would have their lunch sent to them through a kind of network of people, a system that goes wrong in this case, and leads to two people who don't know each other coming into contact with each other and essentially exploring an affair.
Oh, great basis for a film.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, there's a tremendous variety here. A lot of them do have, I sense, a political message or some sort of, something to take home and to think about. Would that be fair?
I think a few have political points, but I think the think about part you just said is the most important one from people like my perspective. I like films where I'm puzzled, where there's something to discuss. And it's worth saying that not everyone who's a member of the club will do this, but when we have the film screening, after the film is finished, some people stay behind and have a chat about it.
I was going to ask you that, because it's not just about going along, it's not like going to one of the mainstream cinema complexes. You go along and, you know what, I'm just going to get on my soapbox a little bit here, because one of the things that really bugs me when you go to the cinema is the credits come up. Soon as the film's finished, credits roll, and everybody piles out the cinema, and I think that is disrespectful to the people who've made the film. I think it's disrespectful to the other people in the cinema. So, it's just one of my bugbears. Sit there. And the music's often great in the closing credits, isn't it? So I take it that you don't have that at the club.
Oh, I think we're laissez-faire. I mean, if people need to get home, we would allow them out.
That's fair enough.
We can't lock them in and we wouldn't want to. But there are enough people who are really quite interested to know more about films.
Yeah.
That's kind of part of the idea of the club, is that we're here to be interested in the people that make the film and what they've done, and discussing the film afterwards, as I said, not for everybody. Many people are just happy to go home. Some people are just too moved by the film to want to sit and talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so, yes, your issue about the credits, of course, it's nice to know what was the film. And sometimes there's, of course, a scene at the very end of the credits that you want to see.
It's part of the film.
I like to wait for occasionally.
Yeah.
I agree with you about the music. The music often is a way of winding down after something that's quite moving.
I guess what you're saying, though, Richard, is it's not a formal thing, that people haven't got to feel that they've got to come along and are going to have to contribute something intelligent to...
We're a very, very friendly club. I mean, we exist to be friends together in our love of film.
Now, you were saying that you've obviously not seen a lot of these films, and, if you had, then it doesn't in some ways give you so much to look forward to, although, of course, obviously seeing films more than once sometimes can be a great thing. But how do you actually go about choosing the films?
Oh, we have an interesting process. First of all, the committee members, there are about five of us, will sit down having made our own shortlist. And we put those shortlists together to make a long list, basically. We have about 60 or more films to work through. We cut that back to 40. And then we offer that 40-strong list to our members, and we ask them to vote. And when they come back with their votes, it pretty much clears up most of the decisions about what we're going to show, because the top 11 films we show in the year, not one a month except August. But the top 11 don't always come out of that, because we sometimes look to get balance, to try and show old and new, to show a range of countries, a range of genres, so that we can end up with something, a really interesting programme. So we'll sometimes pick a few that are further down the list to mix in with the top ones.
Look, Richard, do remind us when it is that you meet, because it's a regular meeting, isn't it? Once a month.
It is. I mean, it's always a Sunday evening. It's always at the United Reformed Church, just opposite the library in the centre of Brentwood in New Road. It's always, did I say 7 o'clock? 7.30 the film shows. And we expect to be on roughly the last Sunday of the month, but it varies a little bit according to the diary.
And the full schedule is there on the website. Just before you go, Richard, you were saying that on the website you have got a synopsis of each of the films and an opportunity to see a trailer as well, is that right?
That's right. Well, we've done what we can do nowadays. We've connected to YouTube, where the trailers for these films are available. So you can go to our website and watch the trailer if you want to know more and see something of the film before saying, yes, I'd like to come and join the club.
It's a brilliant lineup of films. If people want to join, membership is £38 for the year. That's 11 films, isn't it?
That's correct,
you meet 11
yes.
months of the year. You do like to know in advance if people are coming along, and all the contact details are there on the website. Richard, it's been an absolute pleasure. You know, we could carry on talking all day, but time has got the better of us. You enjoy next week's showing of The Lives of Others and also all the films next year, and do come back and see us again soon, won't you?
Thank you very much.